Good to see everyone back tonight. 329 in your book, 329. Let's stand as we've seen Standing on the Promises tonight. We're going to do 1st, 2nd, and 5th. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Beautiful. You may be seated. And let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Who has a special prayer request on their heart tonight? Anybody in the house? Yes. Pray for my house. Amen. Yes, Sandy. Yes.
Nancy texted me today and asked that we pray for Elijah. He's going through a tough time right now. We need to really pray for that little man.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't gotten a fair shake.
He has grown up real quick. So remember him. We've watched him just grow up here. Jones' daughter, okay. Yes, Helen. She does, yep. She should. Yes. Okay. And then Shirley, remember Shirley. And anybody else tonight? All right. John, can you come up and take up our Sunday night offering, brother? Bless our offering.
Thank you. You know, I love this old song before Jesse comes to sing a song for us. But just tonight in the prayer request, you know, there's an old song that says, I must tell Jesus. And I tell you what, the way the world is today, and we worry about our kids and grandkids and church members, and you just have to take it to Jesus. You know, you have to lay it at His feet and say, because you realize even though you can speak and encourage, only Jesus can get a hold of that heart and get that person back where they need to be. And that's what we pray for, that God will stir their heart and show them where they need to be. 107. You can remain seated as we sing this old song together. I must tell Jesus.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. And I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. That's true. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask Him, He will deliver, make all my troubles quickly and end. And I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus, and He will help me over the world, the victory to win. Yes, I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.
Come on up, Miss Jessie. She did a beautiful.
In the darkest hour, when I cannot breathe, fear is on my chest, the weight of the world on me. Everything is crashing down, everything I had known. When I wonder if I'm all alone, I remember You have always been faithful to me. I remember even when my own eyes could not see, You were there, always there. I will lift my eyes even in the pain. Above all the lies, I know You can make a way. I have seen giants fall, I have seen mountains move, I have seen waters part because of You. I remember You have always been faithful to me. I remember there, always there. I can't stop thinking about, I can't stop thinking about, I can't stop thinking about your goodness, goodness. I can't stop thinking about, I can't stop thinking about, I can't stop thinking about your goodness, goodness. I can't stop thinking about, I can't stop thinking about, I can't stop thinking about your goodness, goodness. I can't stop thinking about, I can't stop thinking about, I can't stop thinking about your goodness, goodness. I remember, I remember, you have always been faithful to me. I remember, I remember, even when my own eyes could not see, you were there, always there with me.
I remember. You know, it's when we remember the goodness of God that we slip back into a place that we call our place of hiding, our refuge. Yeah. You ever been to refuge? Your refuge? Because, see, a refuge is a very personal place. You can't go in somebody else's refuge. It has to be yours. I have places that I hide. Places that just me and the Lord know. And it's wonderful. It is wonderful. You know, how many of y'all ever grew up on a farm? Did any of y'all grow up on a farm? Do you ever have a hayloft? You nobody had a hayloft? Well, y'all don't even know what I'm talking about then. Oh, y'all did? You did, Sandy? Huh? Tom said he had hay fever. well, the hayloft was a good place to hide. When you wanted to get away from everybody else, especially if they baled their hay and put it in the loft. You could take those bales of hay and make the best hiding place ever. And that was your refuge. You didn't build it for somebody else. You built it for yourself. And when they'd scream for you and holler and say, "Where are you?" You say, "I'm here." But you wouldn't tell them where here is, right? So your refuge, getting back to the serious refuge, your refuge is in Jesus Christ. That's where you go to do the best hiding, because he is your hiding place. He is. And it's a very powerful place to get there and know that nobody can mess with that. That's your place. That's powerful, isn't it? I think so anyway. Of course, in down here, when we have our little places, our hiding places, sometimes my hiding place down here would have been to throw my leg across my motorcycle and crank it up and go up into the mountains and ride along the parkway. I call it therapy, but it was also my hiding place. And about time to throw my leg across that thing again, you know, and get up there on the parkway and ride a little bit. It's been too hot this year. I didn't want to get out and go on that thing. I don't suppose I've been gone anywhere all summer. John, you just ride church, don't you? A little bit. Well, I hope you ride the whole way. Get here and get back home. But in our refuge in the Lord, that's not a temporary thing for us to have our little therapy things that we do to get away from the things of this old life. That's a temporary thing. But with the Lord, it's not temporary. It's permanent. Your hiding place is permanent. I like permanent, don't you? Yeah. Okay, let's talk about that. We're in Psalm 46, if you'd like to turn there. One of my favorite psalms, by the way. And if you've been here in the last few years, you know I've visited Psalm 46. I've visited about all the psalms at one time because the psalms, and I'll tell you this again, I'm not going to tell you anymore. So if you don't remember it from this one, you'll just have to forget it, okay? Psalms has to do with your relationship with God. Now, the next book over, which is Proverbs, that has to do with your relationship with man, your relationship with people you meet and work with, worship with every day. That's how Proverbs is. And when you get into the Psalms, it has to do with your relationship with God. That's good stuff. That's about as good as Jimmy going to the mall and spending Angie's money. I said something about Jimmy spending his money, and she said that was my money. He spent my money. Yeah, we've spent each other's money over the years, haven't we? Okay, I'm not going to read the whole psalm. Well, I think I will. Let's just read it together, and then we'll go back and cover some of the verses and see what we have in Christ. I think when you get up in the morning and you say you put on the whole armor of God before you take off for the day, and we should get up and have a session with the Lord and put on the armor of God before we go out, because the armor is a safe place to be. You put the armor on and it's pretty safe. Let's read it together. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And you know, just living life is trouble. This man is born a few days full of trouble, right? That's what the Bible says. So we have our problems daily as we get up. But people who know the Lord seem to cope with the problems a whole lot better. We ought to. Therefore, will not we fear though the mountains be removed? Doesn't matter if the mountains are going away or what. We're not going to fear because we know whom we are in. And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. What's that next word? Think of that. Think about that, yeah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Think about that. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He takes care of problems. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. And boy, I left verse 10, don't you? Be still. I mean, those verses, he's talking about what God has done, what he is doing, what he will do. It says, now just be still. Be still and know that I am God. I think before you can be still the right way, you have to know, don't you, that he is God. I will be exalted above the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts. Don't miss that host word, okay? The Lord of hosts. He's the Lord of all. He is. Not just all down here. All in the universe. In the heavens. He is the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts is with us. How wonderful that the Lord of hosts would be with me. Just little old me. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Think about that. Let's bow our heads and ask the Lord to bless this scripture. He's wanting to remind us tonight that he's here. He wants us to take our hiding place in him. Lord, we thank you for Psalm 46. We thank you for it and that it reminds us of who we are and who you are. What we are and what you are. Oh God, and you're our refuge. And I thank you for that. Now for all these requests of prayer, we ask God that you show us the answer so that we can give you the glory and praise and honor. I want to especially pray for you, Elijah, tonight. I want you to be there wherever that boy is. Touch his mind and his very soul. Remind him of who you are and who he is to you, and that you've taken care of him thus far and you won't stop now. Let him find his hiding place in you. We'll thank you for every bit of it. Be with Shirley, all the others that were on our prayer request tonight. You know all about them. And we thank you for taking care of matters, because we can't. We fail terribly. But you never have failed us. And we thank you for that. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. We say that the Word of God is infallible, right? That's what I say. We say that because it is. That's the reason we would say it. We wouldn't say it if it wasn't so, right? The Word of God is infallible. Man has tried to trip it up forever and tried to make it look like that God's Word contradicts itself, and God's Word does not contradict itself. Never. And won't. You can't find a place where it does. It's infallible. But I think when we read Psalm 46, we have to say that the place that God's provided for us in him is also infallible. Because what God does is infallible. So we have an infallible refuge. We have a place. Let's read that first verse and again and see. God is our refuge and strength. His strength is infallible. His refuge is infallible. Everything God is infallible. A very present help in trouble. Doesn't mean that he just shows up when there is trouble. It just means that when you go to him in your troubles, you'll find him there. You don't have to go hunt him. Look him up. He's there. He's infallible. The refuge is infallible. God is our refuge and our strength. The life that is hid in God is as sure and safe as it can possibly be. I assure you of that. the eternal spirit that God gave me and God gave you, and he did give you an eternal eternal spirit, needs an eternal refuge. We need a place where it doesn't change, that when I need to know he's there, he's there, and he supplies that for me. To hide in God, and that's where I want to be. I hide. Some of this will be come out that we covered this morning, but that's okay. To repeat the word of God and what God does is a wonderful thing. Repeat is good. Yeah, I liked butter pecan ice cream years ago. I still like butter pecan ice cream. And I'll repeat a bowl every time I get a chance, because it's good stuff. And this is good stuff. And I don't know how in the world some folks cannot repeat getting into the Word of God, because it was good for you yesterday, it's good for you today, and it'll be good for you tomorrow. So you can stay in it. I promise you can. To hide in him is to hide in the love he has for you. And I don't know about you, but I need to be reminded at times that that not only people still love me and care for me, but that my God loves me more than anything, that my God loves me. And since his love is eternal, I don't have to worry about it. It's always there. So I hide in his love. I hide in his mercy. I hide in his grace. I hide in all the things that are there. As I brought out this morning, in the power of the cross, I hide in the power of his cross. I can hide there. I want to stay there. I want to be there and hide there, because that's where he is and that's where I want to be. I don't want to hide somewhere where it's not good for me. And I know that to hide in my Lord is good for me. And if it's good for me, I can be good for somebody else, because I'm there in that hiding place. And my mind is right, my soul is right, my heart is right. That's a place of perfect safety. And I love it. I don't know about you, but I love it. And so when I read that first verse, it takes me there immediately. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Look at verse 2. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Since that's where I am, I don't have to fear. I'm hiding, and I'm perfectly hid. Now, if I thought that someone knew where my hiding place was down here, I could probably fear if they were meaning me harm, and I couldn't find a place to hide. There are so many places. I don't like scary movies. Do y'all like scary movies? You know, they kind of unnerve me, and I can't watch a scary movie and go to bed. I dream about stuff happening. That commercial that where the bad people are about to get these young people, and they're trying to find a place to hide. Y'all know that one? And there's a car sitting over here with the motor running. And they said, why don't we get in the running car? But they said, no, let's go back here behind the chainsaws. I see some of y'all have seen that commercial. No, let's hide behind the chainsaws. Well, it's the chainsaw massacre kind of thing, I guess. But anyway, let's get in the running car. And God probably says to us sometimes, won't you just get in a running car? That's a safe place for you. So he says in verse 2, therefore will not we fear. I don't fear even though the earth is being removed. And that's huge. That's nothing to just read over. The earth be removed? Wow. And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea? Huh? Well, not right now, but they're going to be. Tom's going to the future right now, to the day of the Lord. We're talking about right now. Pam's got her place to go too. Everybody's got their place to go. Look at verse 3. 3 and 4 kind of go together, because this has to do with Do we have confidence that what God says is true is true? We got to have confidence in that. So in verse 3 and 4, he says, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, think of that. It's important that you think of what all can happen. And one day, like Tom says, it will happen. This whole earth's going to be renovated. If you've ever had anything do around your house that's been renovated, you know, you tear it out, tear it up, and redo it, and do it right. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, think of that. There is a river. Now, I like that. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. I have complete confidence in that what God tells me in His Word is very true, because it is the truth. And I can rest in that. I can hide in that. I can actually know that what God says, it's going to be, that that's what it's going to be. What has the removing earth to do with the soul dwelling in God? What does that have to do with it? I don't know exactly what it has to do, but what I know that with God dwelling in me, it's huge, just like the removing of the earth. The house, my house, your house, if you're one of His children, you have been built on the rock, the solid rock. He took you from the miry clay, as we say, and put us on the rock. Though the rains come, and though the floods come, and shake it, and try to drown it out. If you're on the rock, you're on a safe place. That's your hiding place. Your place in Jesus Christ is your hiding place. And it doesn't matter what happens in this old world. Look at verse 4, just by itself. There is a river, the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. A river is a place of supply. You know, all of the rivers in I guess all over the world have always been a place to get goods to places where they couldn't normally get them. If you go down to Memphis and you see the Tennessee River, it flows all the way from north to south, all the way to the ocean, and there are huge barges that go up and down that river all the time. They're moving supplies. Now, I know we have a trucking system, but the rivers were the first way to get goods moved. And so we're talking about an infinite supply with the Lord. We don't have to worry about, I know this government has said, well, the reason we're where we are is because we can't get things to where they need to be. God never has had that problem. Never has had the problem. When I need something, He says it's on its way. Don't worry about it. It's there. We have an infinite supply with the Lord. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God. New rivers that delight our soul, that move by and in around the things of God. We don't ever have to worry, folks. It's there. Our still places, our hiding place is around still waters. There's a difference in the moving waters and the still waters. I like to be around still waters. I do. I like the way it makes me feel to be around still waters down here. And when I see this, I have to see a thought in my mind that there's still waters down around the throne of God. Verse 5, look at it. He says, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Sing that song, don't we? God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. That's comforting to me. That's comforting to me that when I know my hiding place, which is Him, when I know that He cares enough about me that all the things that I need right there handy, ready for me to just put my hand out, and he placed it in my hand. But you see, verse 5 goes right on and connects with verse 6, where it says, the heathen raged and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Think of that. A place where you can be comforted. I know that we try to supply places down here for people who have problems. We have women's problems that they have a shelter for them to go to get out of the situation they're in, so they can, Pam knows about that very well, that they can have a place where they can go and be hid from this old life that's creating problems for them. And I think that's great. I do. But I would prefer that those folks who go there know the Lord first, that they know that their hiding place, their real hiding place, is not a temporary shelter that they can go to. It's an eternal place where they can have that hiding place at all times, so that the presence of God is there as soon as their mind and heart and soul goes to Him. He's there for them. On other shelters, you have to sometimes see if they've got a place for you to go in, got room for you to get move you in. There are other places. We talk about the homeless all the time, and I my heart goes out to homeless people. I have mixed feelings about homelessness, and I want people who are truly homeless to get the help that they need, so that they have a place to sleep at night and food to eat. And I don't want to go into that area where that there are plenty of healthy people out there who could answer one of these signs on these buildings that says jobs are available and work is there. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. If people need help is what I'm getting at. If people really need help, I think they should be able to get the help that they need. Don't you? Amen. I do too. So I'm saying that God has a guarantee. We have no guarantees down here. If you go to get help from the government, you're not guaranteed you're going to get help. You're guaranteed somebody will give you an answer of some sort to satisfy you, but you're not guaranteed the help that you think that you need. But look at this. When he said, the Lord of hosts is with us and the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah, he then said, come. Now, the word come, if you go into Revelation, you'll find that that's the last thing that the Lord says. Come where? Well, come to me. I'm your refuge. I'm your hiding place. I am everything you need. If you have a need tonight, go to Him, because He will assure you that He can take care of your situation. Let's see if that's what He says. Come. Behold the works of the Lord. Stop right there. Behold the works of the Lord. Look here, he says. I want you to go in your word, go back as far as you want to go and see if there was ever a need in the lives of people. And the Old Testament is full of people who went to God for the help that they needed. I'm no different than the people in the Old Testament. Then 2,000 years later, he could go with the people in New Testament and say, here's the help they had. Here's the help they needed. And here's the help I gave them. I think there was maybe 400 years between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And I don't know what all happened between the Old and the New. I just know that even between the Old and the New, there were people who needed help, and God supplied the people who needed the help. He's never not been there for mankind. So he says, come to me, I'll be there. I am what you need me to be tonight. Come behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. Desolations are those restorations that need to be done, those corrections that need to be done, This world's full of things that need to be corrected. And we tend to look at the wrong place for the corrections. We tend to look at the wrong place for the repairs that need to be made in this old earth. He has the answer for the repairs. He has the answers for the restorations that need to be made, and he wants us to look in that area, not in our own minds and our own hearts and believe that man has the right answer. Man doesn't have the right answer. Unless a man is being led by the Lord, I'd just soon not listen to him for the answers to my problems. Just thought I'd tell you that. If I'm going to go to somebody who can counsel me, I want to go to somebody who knows the Lord so that they can counsel me in the right way, because the answers then are going to come from an eternal source, not a temporary source. I can get temporary relief from taking Tylenol. But when your Tylenol bottle runs out, you're in trouble, right? Well, God's not a Tylenol bottle, folks. He's not. He's the one we run to when we need more help than we can get from a Tylenol bottle. I'm talking about big problems in our lives where we need help. So what's your attitude about this place? Where do you stand when I say you can go to the Lord for your refuge? You can go to the Lord for your hiding place. Do you really know that's where you can go? Do you believe inside your own heart and soul that he is the place to go to? If not, it won't make any difference. Look what he says. He says, he maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He can do that. He's done that. Maketh means that he has continued from the beginning of time to cause wars to cease. Until the end of the earth he can make that happen. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariots and the fire. All the things that where war is created, he can calm that. I haven't heard any of our leaders over this whole world talking about God changing things in the Ukraine, or in Afghanistan, or in Iraq, or wherever there's been wars. I never hear our leaders say, God can be our answer for this. Because nobody's looking to him. He's not the hiding place for America that they were seeking when they came over here and started this country. When they came over here, they were seeking a place where they could personally seek that hiding place out and be there when they needed to be. He maketh the wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow. He cut the spear in sunder. He burns the chariots in the fire. He can do all that. Now, when we know that that's what we have in him, then's when he says, only then can he tell you to be still. If you don't realize that he is your hiding place, if you don't realize that and you're willing to go there for that hiding place, you'll never know what it's like to be still and know. Be still and know that I am God. Amen? Be still and know that I am God. I'm not a God. I am God. Know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. I will be exalted among the heathen. This old world out here that wants to put him down all the time, folks, there's going to come a day when the people who never recognized him are going to recognize him. They don't know it yet. They're blind. They're dead in their sins and trespasses. They don't have a clue, but one day they will. One day they will. And it's going to be an I told you so moment. I don't think God's going to go there. That's too surfacey for my God to go there. But he has told us. So he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. I'm going to be. That's not going to be kept from me. The glory that belongs to me, belongs to me. And that's not a prideful God and saying that. That's God saying the truth. That's the way it's going to be. He is God, and he can say it the way he wants to say it. The Lord of hosts is with us. If I get in this pulpit and tell you that the Lord of hosts is with you, you believe me. I'm quoting it. Yeah, thank you. I believe that God said it, don't you? I believe that. I believe he's with us. Do you believe he's here right now? Because remember, he's eternal. And it's not, he doesn't come in when we come in. He doesn't move into the service. We've asked and sometimes in services for God to show up. God's already shown up, folks. He's shown up. He's here all the time. He is forever here. He is never going to be not here. And so when you need your hiding place, you don't have to look for him. He's there. That's why he tells us he's there. So he's serving us tonight from the goodness and the mercy and the grace of his own heart. He's actually serving us. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is our hiding place. Do you plan to use him tomorrow? Did you use him today? Did you need him for just a moment? Did you need him for an hour? Did you need him at all today? We need him every day. Every minute that we live, we need him. I just wanted to remind you tonight of Psalm 46. And I hope that you'll take Psalm 46 and make it your place to go when you need to be reminded that you have a hiding place in him. Just go back to Psalm 46 and read it for yourself. Read it slow. Let him remind you of who he is, how big he is, what he is, and let him remind you that who you are. You're someone who needs him. You're someone who needs to get inside that hiding place that he has just for you, because it's very personal, just for you. Nobody's going through the same problems you are. Nobody. Those are yours. And those are the ones that you need to hide from in him, because he'll take care of it. He can bring wars to an end. And if he can bring wars to an end, he can take care of the problems we have in our lives. I assure you, he can do that. Depend on him. Think of that. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for reminding us tonight that you're our hiding place. Above everything, you're our hiding place. And we're grateful that you give us a place that we can come and know, and that we can be still and know that you are God. There's none like you, no one above you. You are it. And we thank you for that. And knowing that you're our everything, we need nothing else. I pray that when we leave this building tonight, we leave knowing that you're our hiding place. And when we get up in the morning and we begin the day by talking to you, that we're reminded that no matter what happens during the day, you're our place to hide. We can go to you. And I pray that we will. I pray that we always look to you. And we'll praise you. Always praise you for everything you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.